Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting second. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Barkley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bottomley. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Bottomley steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Clift scores. Giuliani moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Bottomley moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bottomley scores. Vosmick moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 1 in the game. Barkley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soltis moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Giuliani fields it and throws to first for the out. Soltis scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Bell throws the ball into Clift, who tags Soltis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Trotsky goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 4-3 Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Bill Trotter now pitching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giuliani moves to third. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giuliani scores. Carey moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Allen moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Joe Becker now catching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Clift reaches second base with a double. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barkley bunts in front of the plate. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Giuliani takes first base on ball 4. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Giuliani moves to second. 2 outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Carey reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Giuliani scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Becker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Solters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky moves to third. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bottomley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blas Monaco pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco is hit by the pitch. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.